station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses run down moonbeams in your dark eyes.
Great, great tunes of the 60s. Cream, White Room. Jerry Bader Show Classic Cut. All right, we're awaiting a call from Brian Fraley to respond to Mike Ellis's charge that Brian's pulling these things out of his butt. Brian sent me an email. I'm willing to defend my honor. I have more than a half dozen sources within the Capitol who confirm my take on this. Ellis can prove me wrong by encouraging Fitz to take up the governor's plan as is. Where is the Senate plan? So if Brian doesn't call here in a few minutes, what we're going to do is take an early break, and I'll try to get him on the horn, because Mike Ellis made some very strong allegations there. And I do want to give Brian an opportunity to defend himself. And I don't want to move off of this topic. In fact, I pushed Mike McFeely out until tomorrow. I think we've got, is that Brian? That is Brian Fraley. Brian, you were listening?
I received several emails saying that someone mentioned my name.
Yes. Did you hear any of what Mike Ellis had to say?
I did not. I got the gist of it. Basically, okay. Saying I'm making this up.
Yeah. Okay. Several times he said that, I don't know where this Brian, with this sore throat, I can do a great Mike Ellis. I don't know where this Brian Fraley is pulling this stuff out of his butt, but I am completely on board. And then I asked him, well, then do you support it as it was put out at the State of the State address? And he said no. Essentially, he wants, what did he say, $200 million, Jason, to go to the structural deficit. He laid it out in great detail. But in terms of him making mischief, he says you are completely fabricating that.
Well, it's clear that I'm not. Just to let you know a little bit of background, not like I'm going to reveal my sources, but just to let people know that two nights ago the Senate Republicans were caucusing on this matter. During that caucus, I was in communication with not only senators within the caucus, but members of their staff, and over a half dozen people associated with Senate Republicans confirmed the gist of what was going on in that meeting.
And the gist was?
The gist was the Senate leadership does not feel a sense of urgency to move forward on this, that they have time, that they should be respected, and that this should be negotiated out through a process of the joint finance. And as my column today indicates, the Assembly is sick of waiting. It's been 3 weeks, and they want to move forward with this. If the Senate wants to make changes, they can make changes, but they should do so and put their name behind it. Who's opposed to what, and what is the alternative?
Well, as is usually the case, it's hard to get a word in edgewise with Mike Ellis. And my point was, it is true that he is not supporting what Scott Walker proposed at the State of the State. What he is saying, though, is that he and Scott Walker are in full agreement. Have you gotten any on what Ellis wants to happen, that Scott Walker fully agrees with him? By the way, I'll send you the audios in the next break here, Brian.
I appreciate it. The governor has said that he's willing to see tweaks to his plan. I think you've reported that he knows that, yeah. Just like in his original budget, things don't always go through as originally proposed. But what my take is, and what I've been hearing is the people who want changes should put their names behind it and say, this is what I don't want. I don't want the tax cut to be this large. I would rather have this money go here. And the danger with all this is the longer the money sits in Madison, we know from decades of history. I mean, Senator Ellis should know, he's been in the legislature since 1970, since I was 2 years old. He's been in the state legislature, so he knows the longer the money sits in Madison, the more likely it is to be spent.
All right,
and that's the concern. Will the property tax cut be shrunk? Will the income tax be shrunk? And will it be shrunk not so that the budget balances on paper and we erase the mythical structural deficit, but will it be shrunk on piecemeal spending of up to $50 million in the next 2 weeks?
Well, and that's what I was trying to get out of him, and I'm actually going to go back and listen to it again because he seemed to be saying that you can do this and still give back all of the tax cuts that we've been talking about. And I don't see.
Well, you know, that one of the things that he's proposing is that instead of putting money in the rainy day fund,
right,
which on paper adds the structural deficit, just don't spend that $100 million, which shows you the joke of the whole concept of a structural deficit, that if you have it in your checking account, it doesn't go against you. But if you have it in your savings account, which, by the way, requires two-thirds of a vote to use, two-thirds of the body to use, then that somehow is worse. So there's a lot of, you know, insider games in here, and we know that things are going to change. I stand by my reporting. I stand by my sources, and I stand by the assertion that the Wisconsin State Senate is the stumbling block right now to passage of the governor's plan as is.
And what you also seem to say in that piece is that Ellis is leading that effort.
He runs the Senate. Everyone knows that.
Okay. So you are not backing down?
Not one shred.
All right, Brian, listen, thanks a lot for checking in. And first one to write this piece for Right Wisconsin for tomorrow wins.
I think I've got you beat. Talk to you later, Jerry.
Well, that's not fair. I'll get you the audio in just a bit. All right, Brian Fraley, and we're going to move on to other things. That's the most testosterone that has ever flowed in the show in a long time when none of it was mine. Am I right on that, Jason? Yeah, I am right on that. It's 10:13.
Jerry Bader Show.